This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The difference is Josh Allen has that moment against the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
Lamar does not. And we've talked about moments in particularly in football. And I mean, we did it with baseball too. But in football and basketball, you've got to have that moment that kind of defines your season. Lamar, unfortunately, hasn't had his. He lost to Saquon, lost to Patrick Mahomes. I think they beat Buffalo early in the season.
I was about to say, ironically, the one moment he has is beating up on Buffalo.
And too long ago.
Like you said, too long ago, and it's not enough.
Yeah, and Josh Allen had his moment on primetime against the Chiefs, mm-hmm. which he had the moment that won the Bills the game.
And yesterday was a pretty primetime like game as well.
Oh yeah, that was the game.
Yeah, yep. It was you know, kind of like that Chiefs game, because the Chiefs game wasn't on NBC or nothing like that, but it was 1 o'clock window. Most of the country is watching, and he performed at a high level. Same thing was happening yesterday. That and the Steelers game was really the two games that were on, and he performed at a high level again. And I do agree that it's definitely his MVP to lose.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see him losing it. Like, I don't see him falling off a cliff for the next three games to lose it. I think he's going to be the MVP.
Yeah, Buffalo schedule coming up. It's not going to – yeah, it's – if he won the MVP, he won it yesterday because they got the Patriots, the Jets, and the Patriots. Mm. There's no marquee moment for him there. The marquee moment happened last night.
Which is, like I said, and I don't think this happens at all, but that's the only way to lose it, right? Like, you don't play well against those three teams. That's how you lose it, which he's going to destroy those three teams.
Yeah, and I mean, Lamar would have to continue to be out of this world and wins against Pittsburgh, wins against Houston, and wins against Cleveland. Mm. And even that, I think it's tough because I'm convinced people aren't actually looking at Lamar's numbers.
No, he's almost.
I don't think they're looking at what he's doing.
He's almost Giannis.
Well,
like, he's 1-2.
Well, I don't think that's true. Because he was in the MVP conversation like earlier this year.
True.
Like I go so far
almost
as to say,
Giannis.
Oh, okay.
Almost Giannis.
Yeah, Giannis can't even get in the conversation. Right. Giannis is dead.
Josh Allen's doing more, I guess, winning rise with a lesser team too, though. Because before this season, everyone was talking about all the Bills are going to take a bit of a step back, rebuild a bit, on receivers and all that. They lost a lot of guys on defense.
That was us.
that was all of the media, I felt.
Yeah. I know, I definitely felt that.
There was definitely talk about the receiver position.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was a lot of talk. Well, I mean, obviously, we were talking about it because it was like, well, Brandon Ayuk makes sense anywhere.
Right.
I think it was Kyle who laid out why that doesn't really make sense and how it wouldn't work. But that was something that they needed.
Mm-hmm. And
they went out and got. Who'd they get? Who did they get?
Amari Cooper, yeah.
But
he's – Josh Allen, he's just elevated – everybody's play over there in Buffalo. and made sure they stayed contenders. They were 2-2, I think, at one point. I remember Josh Allen had just a god-awful game, and he had had a terrible game against Baltimore, and then he had a god-awful game against Houston in a loss. And it was looking a little spotty. And he just, he went off after that. Absolutely went off and hasn't looked back. MVP, Josh Allen. Do you think...
Man, that, boy, that Chiefs win really is the one. Because I'm looking at some of these other ones and they're like, not really. That Chiefs win, that's the one. Go ahead, sorry.
Do you think that, and it's tough to say this because it feels like we said it last year, but you combine the way Baltimore has played and for the most part, like they're still a top team. They lost the close, you know, the big games, but they're still, you know, a good team. Buffalo obviously has a Kansas City win. Their record is up there. You combine that with Kansas City themselves eking out wins week after week, and now this whole Mahomes
big
thing.
Double-digit win last
blew out the
yesterday.
Browns.
Yeah, blew them out. 21-7.
Do you think that it is now or never for guys like Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson? I don't, but I've heard that argument. Like, you got to get the Chiefs now. Like, if you don't get them this year, when will you get them?
Well, the Chiefs aren't going to win every year.
Yeah. Now or never? Nah. Like, so the Chiefs lose this year and then Patrick Mahomes is going to win the rest of them?
It's not now or never
for Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson or any of those guys.
Yeah, I think that is drastic. I don't agree with that, but I do feel like this might be their best chance. Although last year was a really good chance for them to beat him too, and he beat both of them. That was tough.
All of these guys are pretty young. Like this is going to be rival. I mean, this is going to be
ask me that
combo.
Question again when Josh Allen's 35.
Yeah, this is going to be a conversation for the next decade.
Yeah. Joe Burrow's going to be in there too.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, those four. That's the in boxing they have the four kings. That's what those guys might be in the AFC.
Yeah, we didn't. I don't think we looked these up the other day. We look up Joe Burrow's numbers. I know they
got
to be.
He's the best. He's got the best numbers. He's got the best numbers of any quarterback this year. The yards, the touchdowns.
The yards are right there. He's got 36 touchdowns and 8 interceptions.
He's been killing.
3,977 yards. That's
They just can't defend.
That's like 400 more than Lamar.
Yeah, they just can't defend.
Two more touchdowns than Lamar. Yeah.
Joe has been killing this year. And then we went through the scores.
One-score games.
And they were like 37-35.
Yeah.
34-28. 44-40. Like, the defense has been awful. They gave up 27 yesterday to the Titans.
They did.
In a win, thank God for them. But
I think that, in their defense, I think they scored a touchdown on like the last play.
Count it.
I think it was 37-20, and it was like, oh, okay. I don't know if that affected anything, but someone somewhere could be really pissed off.
Did you see that stat over the weekend that of the teams that have not scored 30 points in a game?
Did you see that,
Jesse?
But the Raiders, the Giants, and someone else?
It's like the only teams in the NFL this year that haven't scored 30 points in a game I know two of the teams, and that's all that really matters. But it's five teams. It's like the Raiders, the Giants, forgive me if I'm wrong here.
It's crazy. Yeah, it's the Patriots. The Jets, the Raiders, the Giants, and then the 12-1 Kansas City Chiefs, who have not scored 30 this year.
That is crazy. That's and they have the records next to everybody.
Well,
like
the Jets scored 32 yesterday for the record.
So they might be off. I saw this before. Jets.
All right, well, it's just the Patriots, Raiders, Giants, and Chiefs, then.
I don't think those teams combine for 12 wins, like outside of the Chiefs. The Giant, what is it? Giants, Patriots.
You're correct. It just combines for 7. We're taking the Jets out. We get to 10 if we get the Jets.
We get to 10. Oh, man. And there go the Chiefs right there at 12-1.
Bitch ass Aaron Rodgers threw for 289 yards last night, yesterday. 198 of them were to Devontae. Them two dudes is just in the locker room like, hey, dog, let's just get these numbers up, bro. Let's just get these numbers up and get the hell out of here.
Man, they messing up, man. If I'm a Jets fan, like, what you doing winning? Now, that was a tough one to lose.
That man ran. That man, I thought he was going to tear his ACL or his Achilles all over again when he threw that pass to Devontae and, like, jumped and did the fist pump. I'm like, bro, as soon as you hit the ground, that Achilles is going to explode.
Well,
it looked ridiculous.
I can say this. Every time that game was on Red Zone, I turned my back. I'm not watching that. I saw one play when Cooper Rush fumbled. I saw that on the Cowboys Panthers, but no, I just turned my back when they put these little sorry games on.
So, like, you physically, like, turn around?
Yeah, go do something else. It's not like I'm standing up and I turn around and do nothing. It's like, oh, I'm in the kitchen. Who's on there? Oh, okay, yeah, I'll go back to getting some food for.
But what happens when you're sitting on the couch? Do you get up and leave?
I probably just turn the channel. I'll turn the channel, then I'll come back.
Covers the TV with a pillow.
I'm turning the channel. I'm not sitting there watching.
I think you're lying. I don't think that happened.
Do you think I sat there?
The
play you just talked about, I ain't see.
Oh.
I don't know nothing about it. I don't know nothing about it.
Oh.
Barely wanted to see Bengals Titans. I stuck around for that one. That would come on, though.
Mm.
But Jets, Jags, let's see what's going on. Let's not. Let's see what's going on. You think I give a damn what's going on in Jacksonville?
Oh, man.
Actually, yesterday I would just turn it to the broadcast, because I don't got the Sunday ticket, but the game was Chiefs Brown, so I would just turn to that.
13 touchdowns, 0 interceptions in the last 3 weeks for Josh Allen, even in that game that they lost. So we're going to talk about your boy?
What? They suck. What else do you want to say about them?
Who?
You talking about what boy? Some of the Dolphins? I was just ready to go.
Wow.
I don't know.
Okay.
I was just ready to go. I don't know. Honestly, I have no clue who you were talking about now.
Go ahead. Let it out.
No,
it's all right.
You
can wait.
You heard it here first. The Miami Dolphins suck. Who were you talking about?
I was talking about Dan Campbell.
Oh, why is that my boy?
He was tripping. Although, I'm not going to stall him out yesterday. I'll give a different argument, but he was kind of tripping yesterday.
This is his thing.
An onside kick with 12 minutes left?
Because he thought they were going to recover it.
Like an onside kick where you have to go, hey, guys, we're going to onside kick it right now.
I'm pretty sure
it's
his
not
logic.
Like they did it in surprise. Like, you have to tell them.
I'm pretty sure his logic after the game when he was talking was like, yeah, I had a feeling we would recover it.
That's so what I think. That's onside. What he said.
All right, yeah, I thought it was tripping for a second.
It's like I knew we had a guy who could who could do what we needed with the ball, got a good bounce, and we didn't get it. He goes, in hindsight, yeah, they rushed it back to the 3. I wish I hadn't done it.
Well, that was also the killer.
Yeah, right.
But he shouldn't have done it.
He coaches he's playing Madden sometimes.
No, he really does. Somebody said it best. They said Dan Campbell is the reason why the Lions went from 3-13 to where they're at right now, but he's also the reason why they won't win a Super Bowl. And I don't agree with that necessarily, but he does some wacky stuff. The thing I'll say about that, though, is, I mean, this touchdown was inevitable. They had no shot of stopping Buffalo if they wanted to score a touchdown. So one of the things might have been, do you want them to score in 4 minutes or 1 minute? Because I'm watching that game. And it's not my job to know everything about the Lions like Dan Campbell, but they're going to stop them. They're going to stop them from scoring? No, they're not. They can't stop a nosebleed. So do you want it to happen in 5.5 minutes where you have even less of a chance to come back? Or you get the onside kick or you don't? You know, maybe it's almost the equivalent of letting them score so you can get the ball back. Maybe you hold them to a field goal, but they getting in the field goal range at worst.
Yeah. We'll come back. Lots more NFL to talk about. Looks like there's some fallout from the Devondre Campbell situation in San Francisco. And speaking of San Francisco, the Warriors make a move. And they make it with Brooklyn. There are rumors we were talking about last week. Dennis Schroeder on his way to join the Golden State Warriors in exchange for exactly nothing. We'll talk about that and what that means for Golden State, what that means for Brooklyn, and more importantly, what that means for the Sacramento Kings. That's on the way here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Well, didn't really have this on our list of things to discuss today, but Adam Schefter tweeted crazy moments ago, Sacramento State is in discussions to hire former Pro Bowl quarterback Mike Vick.
That's crazy.
As its new head coach per sources. Sacramento State plans to move up to FBS, is building a new stadium, and has over $50 million in NIL. Sacramento State would build an experienced coaching staff around Vick that is in line with the new frontier of college football. That's from Adam Schefter.
Worlds colliding at this point. Schefter tweeting about Sac State. Who would have thought?
I wouldn't.
Frame it. Bookmark it. I don't know when we'll see it again. Schefter.
So we don't think this is happening.
Yeah, I'm not believing this.
Like, this is it took a couple sec. I don't know. I'll just tell you this. I don't think this is happening. I don't think Mike Vick is coaching Sac State.
So is Schefter wrong, or
I don't. Well, no, because Schefter tweeted Sacramento State is in discussions to hire former. That's probably true. Mm-hmm. They've probably talked to him. I'm just not sure if they're hiring him.
Yeah. I think that it can't just be like a splashy guy, right? Like with no kind of substance, not knowing anything that's going on.
That's pretty goddamn splashy. Well, Mike Vick and Sac State.
That'd be crazy. It can't just be that. But I do like the direct, like, hey, you're Sac State. You're Sac State today. You're not playing for a national championship. Yeah. Like, it's not. Go get some headlines. Mm-hmm. Go get some eyes on you. Go get some attention. You know, like, I'm all for that. Once again, you don't just go hire anybody. Like, if just Mike Vick, for example. Like, if he's just a name and you think, like, he's going to be a terrible head coach, you don't just hire him just because he's got a name. But I like that direction. Bring some notoriety to your program with the hire. And hopefully you can mirror that up with a guy that you think could actually be a good coach.
I think there's also issue. Like, doesn't Vick have like a sports management business?
I don't know.
I'm sorry. I didn't research Mike Vick and what he's doing today. This was not something I was remotely prepared to discuss. I feel like there's a lot of. It's obviously exciting to see Schefter tweet about Sac State. I'm just gonna say I don't think.
All right, this is weird because how, like, Yahoo Sports tweeted earlier that, like, Vick was in talks to become Norfolk State's the head coach or whatever. Mm-hmm. So we're just hitting school by school now.
Well. No, you're pitting them against each other. So, okay, so as soon as you said the other thing about Norfolk State, what's that mean? His agent is working. Like, it's cool that Sac State's name is out there, but right. what it feels like is that Mike Vick's agent is working in the best interest of his client.
Yeah.
And he has had discussions with Sac State, whether there's been a formal job offer or whether the Sac State has any interest in actually hiring. That's an entirely different discussion.
Right.
Have you had a conversation? Sure. The tweet from Adam Schefter is extremely genuine. Mm-hmm. They've had a discussion. The tweet about, would you say, Norfolk, that's genuine. They've had a discussion. His agent is working for his client. There's multiple reports. Yeah.
That's all it is.
There's multiple reports that Mike Vick is involved in multiple schools. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's going to be the coach of Sac State.
Yeah, I'm not convinced on that either. But it's good to see Sac State out there. You know, one guy that I thought about that I don't know how good of a hire would be, just because really hasn't been able to stick anywhere, but maybe I'd take a chance, is Eric Bieniemy.
Mm.
Remember how hot of a coaching candidate he was, at least publicly.
Yeah.
Maybe not in NFL circles.
Yeah.
But he got a lot of credit for what was going on with the Chiefs. Andy Reid gave him the cosign. Then he goes to Washington, and it went nowhere. He left there, ended up going to UCLA as an offensive coordinator, and I think they let him go. So it hasn't gone well for him outside of Kansas City.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I wouldn't be mad if they took a shot on Eric Bieniemy here, and it's actually if he was open to it or something
like
that.
Was that the right shot, though? Like, he clearly can't stick anywhere. Like, he's probably just not that good of a coach.
Yeah, what is the issue with him?
I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, I think the thing you can always, and this doesn't happen everywhere, I mean, Andy Reid is the guy in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
There's no question about that. But still, you normally see guys get an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
He just didn't.
He's got multiple opportunities, though.
There's got to be some reason.
Still got multiple opportunities as an OC, though.
But
that's fine, but he's failed everywhere else.
We see OCs and DCs fail all the time and get jobs.
But, like, he's got multiple since then, is what I'm saying.
And,
yeah, I don't know. There's less where he's gone, and more why didn't he ever get there? There has to be a reason he never got hired for a head coaching job.
Yeah, and on top of that, I don't know. Like, John Poles and somebody else can, you know, maybe break it down better. But I don't look at UCLA football and the Commanders before Jaden Daniels got there and say they stunk because of Eric Bieniemy.
Right.
Like, UCLA, maybe Deshaun Foster isn't the guy. Maybe they don't allocate – like, UCLA football ain't been good in decades.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and there's been plenty of people that have gone through there. So, yeah, I'm not as quick to just say these issues are his fault. But we also don't know. Maybe he is doing something on those staffs that he's burning bridges, or the guys in charge don't believe that he's good.
What if, like, Eric Bieniemy's 55.
Mm.
Like, Matt LaFleur is like 20. Like, you know, kidding. You look at the guy, like, Matt LaFleur, TK's boy in Carolina with the chiseled jaw. Like, you have these guys, like, it feels like the trend in hiring coaches is hiring those 30-something-year-olds.
Innovative.
Yeah, guys. Who see the game a little bit differently, perhaps, than, obviously, you've got Andy Reid. You take Andy Reid. Mm-hmm. You know, Bill Belichick, he's 72 years old. I mean, there could be a encyclopedia book worth of reasons that Bill Belichick didn't get another NFL job, or wouldn't, as has been speculated, get another NFL job.
Right.
One could just be he's older and he sees the game a certain way and the game is going younger. Matt LaFleur is going to go down as one of the great regular season coaches of all time. Mm-hmm. Dude is incredible in the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at, you know, McVay and even to a certain degree, Kyle Shanahan. And, you know, I mentioned the guy in Carolina. Like, you just, it's just a trend of hiring really young coaches. And maybe that's just where the game is right now. And 55, which I would think was once considered pretty young for a head coach, is now like, oh, unless you're Andy Reid, unless you have the, you know, 10, 15, you know, 20 years of under your belt,
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I like to see, like, I'm with you. The more I think about it, read the tea leaves,
to ask you a ridiculous question.
I don't think Mike Vick is coming to Sac State, but this is the direction.
Who's older, Eric Bieniemy or Mike Tomlin?
I'd say Mike Tomlin, only because
Eric Bieniemy by 3 years.
Really?
Yeah. Mike Tomlin been the Steelers coach, what, 19 years?
Yeah. Yeah. Man, 18 he got years? That job. He got that job almost after his career ended.
Right.
You know, he might have been an assistant one or 2 years.
Man's 50. Man's 52 years old. Eric Bieniemy's 55.
Man. But I was going to say, that's the direction I think Sac State should go. Like, get somebody. It can't just be any name or anybody. But get somebody with a name. Bring some notoriety to your program, to what you got going on, and try to mirror that with a guy that you think can actually be a really good coach and leader of a program.
I wonder who else they're talking to.
My bad. Because, like, for instance, I don't know how good of a coach X's and O's and all this Deion Sanders is.
Hmm.
Right? Like, I think he's a leader of young men. He knows how to recruit. And that is a super strength, maybe the biggest strength in college football. To be honest with you, college football, we see people all the time that – probably aren't good at X's and O's. We see it in college basketball. That was always a knock on Calipari, right? Like, when it gets to X's and O's, Calipari, you know, not really that good, but he could sell your grandmother on anything. You know what I mean? And that's maybe the most important part of being a college football or basketball coach, is being able to go into a living room and convince kids to come play for me, to convince highly talented kids to come do that. It feels like it gets a little easier if the person is dedicated to the process, if they've got NFL pedigree or they've got a name that is respected or something like that. So that would be high on my list. You know, I guess maybe even the name situation you take. Can you recruit? Can mm-hmm. you get kids to come mm-hmm. here? That's probably more important than whether or not you're a good coach or not.
916-909-1320. Let's let Manny weigh in on all this. Manny, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, y'all? And so I think the thing with the Sac State, I was going to ask, do you think also them getting that information out there is just to get a feel on whether they want to see if there's backlash to that particular name?
No, you're assuming Sac State put that information out there.
Yeah, I think it's
and I think that's wrong.
What do you mean?
I don't think Sac State put that out there. I don't think
even the agent side of it. Like, where is after all these years? Is this somebody, you know, like, depending on where he would go as a coach? Is there going to be an issue from the get go? You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I think you're barking up the wrong tree with that one. No pun intended. I think it's as simple as it appears based on what you guys saw this morning and what we just got from Schefter. He's in discussions. He's had conversations with multiple schools. Mm-hmm. That's it. Mm-hmm. It's as simple as that. Yeah. He's and his agent is trying to create a bidding war. My client is sought after here by multiple schools in various parts of the world, mm-hmm. in various parts of the country. Norfolk, Virginia couldn't be much further away from Sacramento, California, but he's talked to both of those universities. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I just think this is an agent doing his job and getting his client's name out there.
Yeah. And he's doing a good job.
Yeah, got us talking.
He's doing a good job.
Got us talking.
I am excited and interested in who the next football coach for Sac State is going to be.
Yeah.
AD Mark Orr, he's done a fantastic job since he's been here, making these hires, you know, and getting guys in here. And everything that I'm saying, that we're saying, I think Mark Orr and that whole athletic department, they understand the same things. Like, they're not saying that they are just going to go get a celebrity head coach, but they understand all the little benchmarks that we just talked about and how important they are. And they're probably looking at the same things. They're not going to get caught, you know, sleeping or nothing like that. I think this next hire is going to be a guy that they believe truly can elevate the program, elevate the profile of the football program, and take them into what they hope to be as the next generation, so to speak, of Sac State football.
Again, Adam Schefter tweets that Sac State is in discussions with Mike Vick to become the next head coach of the Sac State Hornets football program. We do not think that's happening.
No.
But that's just our opinion. We do not think that that is happening.
The other good thing about this from a Sac State perspective is, hey, Schefter tweets about you.
Mm-hmm.
It gets out there. Like, yeah. If you read the tweet, it's like Sac State plans to move to FBS.
Yep.
They've got a new stadium coming. They've got $50 million. Like, people, oh, okay, Sac State, they're doing things over there.
Yeah, we believe Vic's agent put this out, and for good reason. Mm-hmm. It doesn't hurt Sac State.
Mm-mm.
Sac State's like, all right, I see you.
Mm-hmm.
I see you. I see you.
Yep.
So we'll continue to follow this situation as best we can.
We're getting comments in the comment section is, you know, as soon as it happened. Mike Vick to Sac State? It was just crazy to see. Crazy to see that.
Yeah, that's a big name.
Wait, what?
That's a big name. But again, our opinion is that's probably not happening.
Yeah.
But we'll continue to monitor. What do I know? We've had to Sun Shams once. Maybe we'll have to do the same thing with Schefter.
We did twice, Shams.
Well, and we got Eddie.
Yeah, yeah.
So we Sun Shams twice, and we got Eddie. Eddie's like, I'm not answering. look at this dude calling me. Talking to D-Lo and Casey.
You're going to have to wait, big dog.
Yeah. I know that group text never came, so whatever Shams told him, I don't know. It's still under wraps. Maybe he was calling to tell him about the Dennis Schroeder trade.
Could be.
Maybe he was calling Eddie to tell him that the Golden State Warriors.
We could have had that early.
Could have. The Golden State Warriors are acquiring Dennis Schroeder, have acquired Dennis Schroeder from the Brooklyn Nets. Schroeder's on like his 50th team. He's a good ball player, man. I like Dennis Schroeder. I guess he fits just fine with the Golden State Warriors. Their record definitely changed a little bit. Like D'Anthony Melton was playing really well for them.
Yeah.
There was definitely a shift there when he tore his ACL. Obviously, he's out for the year. It's what Schroeder was traded for. Mm-hmm. D'Anthony Melton's contract and I think a second round pick.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think about Schroeder with the Warriors? Who lost last night, by the way. I talked about the crazy shooting.
They actually lost
that game to Dallas last night.
Klay Thompson hitting some big-time shots.
He did. Seven threes yesterday.
Man, everybody hit seven threes in that game.
Well, almost everybody. Poor guy.
Look, he if we're talking about the same guy, he was in his bag last night.
Not the good bag, though.
Not the good bag.
He was in the bag that you get outside on the street corner in New York.
on Market Street now since he's in San Francisco.
Don't let that one don't let it get wet.
He had a couple of bags. I was like, oh, I know that whole scenario. I'm very familiar. Yeah.
He dribbled the ball off his foot.
No, one time he just threw it into the backcourt for a steal.
Oh.
just threw it. I said, wait. Why would you do that?
Hold on. I'm going to search Buddy Hield in Twitter to see what comes up.
But, yeah, I mean, Schroeder to the Warriors, I think, is a good thing, especially without Melton, right? Like, you needed to fill that hole, you know, from that backup point guard. Sometime a guy that might start playing alongside Steph late in games. He kind of reminds me a little bit of what the Warriors had when they had Jared Jack way back when, the couple years before they won their first title. You know, a guy that has an offensive feel for the game that he can finish games with Steph Curry. Did you find it?
No, I didn't find the particular play. I'm just reading all of the Buddy Hield tweets. Oh, that's all.
Goodness gracious. And let me guess, Warrior fans have been very nice to Buddy.
Oh.
In this trying time.
Well, F Buddy Hield. Buddy Hield, freaking terrible.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't want to hear nothing about Clay versus Buddy Hield ass no more. So, yeah, they told me Buddy Hield was better than Klay Thompson. Laughing emoji, laughing emoji, laughing emoji, laughing emoji. Warriors need to get Buddy Hield off this team. He's whack.
Goodness gracious.
That's that Warrior Spaces guy everybody makes fun of.
What's his name? Like
Park?
I was about to say like Anderson, not Anderson Pack, but you know.
Oh, it's going great. Yeah, things with Buddy are going.
Shout out to NBA.com. This isn't anything.
After starting the season 12-3, the Warriors are now 2-8 in their last 10 games. Quote tweeted, the Buddy Hield effect.
Well, this isn't it at all. Because I went to NBA.com, they should be able to just list the turnover.
It's not going well. They made the right decision trading Clay. Buddy Hield is the new Splash Bro. Pods is the future. Idiots in all caps.
Pods had a nasty little play last night. Did you see that play last night that it was kind of circulating where he's wide open for a three, pump fakes, Luka flies by him, but he's already dribbled so he can't go by, and Luka recovers.
Yeah, I'm looking at that right now.
Has him locked up in the corner.
I'm looking at it right now. Oh, Pods.
It's like, oh, no. Pods is struggling.
Yeah, not good. Not good. Sorry, this wasn't about Buddy. It was about Dennis Schroeder.
And Pods was getting into it with Buddy the other day.
Well, it was only a matter of time before someone got into it.
Who's wrong?
Believe it or not, I actually think that was Pods' fault from what I've said.
Yeah,
I think Buddy was in the right. Buddy was being the vet in this scenario.
Oh, man.
Well, thoughts and prayers to Warriors fans as you continue to navigate the Buddy Hield experience.
14-11 is where they are right now, 3 games over .500, and you're getting Dennis Schroeder.
I like Dennis Schroeder, man. He's a good ball player. I think this is a good fit. Brooklyn's out there making moves.
Mm. So. A lot of people were upset, and it happened again. And I don't know. Maybe I'm caping for my boy Uncle V. But where did this talk come from that he just won't go into the luxury tax?
From what I've seen in the chat, from what they see on like Twitter, it's just a matter of, it's not that he won't, it's just he hasn't yet. So they're skeptical. That's what I've seen.
But it's always spoken about as if he won't. Oh, he's so cheap. He's tying Monty McNair's hand and won't let him go into the luxury tax. Why is it so spoken of matter-of-factly? Our guy, you know, it's no shade. But I saw my guy Kingsmuse talking about it over the weekend. Like, I just want to know what has people thinking that that's an absolute fact. Is it a possibility? Yes, it is a possibility. I don't know, but people talk about it as it's a matter of fact. Like, Vivek is never going into the luxury tax.
What players have they missed out on because they...
None.
Absolutely none.
Absolutely none.
Like, that's my question. Like, I don't know what's going on and stuff like that, but like, all right, then who should they have gotten that kept them out or whatever?
Absolutely no one outside of they didn't sign Bogdan Bogdanovic, which was 1,000% the right call. That was it. That was a sorry-ass basketball team that you were going to pay two shooting guards the same amount of money. It was ridiculous.
I'm laughing. I'm listening to you. Kings Muse, come on, man. Don't do this, man. This is pretty funny, though. They got Vivek in the Drake meme, the Hotline Bling meme.
Mm-hmm.
He says, go into luxury tax to compete in the West. And he's like, nah. And then he says, raise ticket prices by 15%. Well, come on.
That ticket's not cheap. Tickets aren't cheap. Funny.
Don't do that to Uncle V.
That's pretty funny. Poor Vivek probably standing around like, find me a goddamn player to go into the luxury tax for.
Yeah, man. But, you know. And people were upset that they went and the Warriors got Schroeder. I mean, I don't really know where he fits. And the price was cheap, although the Kings didn't have the expiring that match the salaries that Brooklyn was looking for, that a player that you're not even using right now. They didn't have that type of asset. But I also don't know if Schroeder fits with what this team needs. And like, when is he going to play? When is he going to close games?
I'm as pro mega move as anybody, but I don't think Schroeder is the one.
I don't either. And I like his game. Like, I wish there was.
He's the one. You don't think he's the one to what?
Like, to come here to Sacramento.
I wasn't mad the Kings missed out. I don't think that's anything that would have worked here.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. We'll come back. We'll talk more about this. We'll talk more about the Kings as well. Get into the NBA. There's a couple of things we need to tie up in San Francisco. It looks like the Devondre Campbell thing has come to a conclusion. We'll talk about that in some of the reports that popped up regarding the San Francisco 49ers over the weekend. That's all ahead here. Stilo and KC brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Okay, don't do that. All-American is not terrible.
I haven't seen as much of it as everybody else.
The fact that these brothers were in high school and college for 9 years is a bit head-scratching.
All-American isn't I wouldn't consider it a really good show. All-American is a lot closer. All-American is a lot closer to Beauty in Black.
All-American
has some moments in there where I'm like, only seen the second
season. You should have seen the homecoming. Oh, okay. Yeah, it gets a little,
The first season was like really good. It was good. You wanted to see how it ended.
Well, but yeah, the first season, there's probably like that's probably the story. That's probably the entire story. And then they're like, "Hey, people, watch this. We need to make up a bunch of stuff for 9 more years."
So, and maybe I just missed it or just wasn't paying attention. But they come back with the second season. I was like, I thought he was a senior.
Yeah.
What is he doing going to a whole other school? And for another year.
Then they got a spinoff where a couple of them go to the HBCU.
I heard about that. Yeah.
Not good. Watched it.
Gotta watch it.
Watched all 3 seasons of it. It's not good. It's like Grown-ish. Grown-ish was not good.
I liked Grown-ish.
Grown-ish was not good.
I liked Grown-ish. I thought it was.
No, you like Chloe and Haley.
I did. But I like Grown-ish. I like the concept of it. There was we're going to try this different world type thing.
Mixedus was awful.
I didn't see Mixedus.
Your boy was in it.
Yeah, my boy Zach from Saved by the Bell.
Your boy was Mark Paul, the dad.
And my girl Tinka Sumter. Ain't she in it too?
She is.
That's my girl.
Yeah. Yeah, that show was terrible. That show I actually quit on. Like, of all the ones, this is the one I'm supposed to watch, and I'm just out. I am just out.
Oh, man.
Yeah, sometimes you get stuck in bad TV shows. Oh, man. That's what I am with BMF. I can't wait to see them get picked up in the middle of Mexico.
I can't wait.
Meech is out now, so I have to talk nicely about BMF.
I'm out there. I'm watching.
Goodness gracious.
I think Forces, actually, they've mentioned that. I was about to say, we don't have any of his shows on the horizon right now that we know. But I think Force, they did say Force, feel like they might have said like springtime or something like that.
Damn. For real? Mm.
Force is absolutely, they're absolutely shooting the season because our guy, I'm going to give that another try. Deion Taylor works on that show.
Mm.
So I've seen on his Instagram.
What happened to Kanan? That's the only one I care about.
I don't know. They had some
cliffhangers. I can't even remember how Kanan ended. Yeah.
I think Kanan didn't. I think he got the girlfriend pregnant or something like that. Or Rock was. That's a good question.
Oh, now I'm mixing up my shows.
No, because what's his name?
I was like, Mary J. Blige die? Wait, that's a different show. Crap.
What's his name was wilding and told the dude's mom that he had to kill him. Remember when Rock had the guy on their team? He thought he was a snitch.
Yeah.
So they had to kill him.
Yeah.
And the brother went and told the mom, and they had to go kill the mom.
Right. Yeah, yeah. But that's not how it ended.
No, the dad was around. Omar Epps was around. It's very cloudy. It's very cloudy. So I don't remember.
What is 50 doing right now? Come on, man.
Oh, that's exactly what happened, Kyle. Thank you. Unique was alive.
That's right. That's right.
Unique was alive.
Joey Badass got beat to death and buried. And on the last episode, He's good. That's right. That's right.
See, there's still hope for Rocky.
Unique died, but then didn't. And you should be ashamed of yourself for invoking the name of Rocky into this.
Shout out, Rocky. I know you're listening somewhere.
You didn't say that when you were killing him.
I know you're listening somewhere. So, yeah.
Looking out my window.
You're not walking somewhere.
Squirrels living their best life.
Well, let's not act like he couldn't have bit out of the bag.
You said he was paralyzed.
Yeah, you
from
broke
poison.
His back.
No, I don't. He was just moving slow.
You took him out.
He moved like I was moving him out. Like he can move. Maybe he's just dragging his hind legs or something.
You took him out like Bane took out Batman. All right, you broke that man's back.
So two things. You saw the Peacock loaded the rest of the. They load like two more Superfan seasons.
Oh, I didn't see that. No.
Yeah, we're up to like season 8. The only one that I don't think is in there is the last season.
All right, I'm back.
But two, there's that line where they clearly asked Michael Scott like, hey, have you ever gone hunting before? And he goes, yeah, once. I shot the deer in the leg, then had to beat it to death with a shovel. Took like an hour. That's Kenny. That's Kenny with the squirrel.
That's hilarious.
I think I'm gonna have a little time. I think I'm gonna activate my subscription next week.
Okay, pal.
So whatever I can watch my stuff.
He's gonna walk in the day after WrestleMania and goes, "I didn't have a subscription. I forgot."
So I can watch my stuff, man. I go watch the Office.